Each year, we get in touch with Queen Alexandra College to highlight the Site Village exhibitions which take place across the UK. Now, they bring together charities, local government, technology companies. It's all about providing information, support, and some ideas, if you like, for blind and partially sighted people. The events have grown and grown over the years. In fact, the Jewel in the Crown is in Birmingham during the summer. But this year, yes, all has changed. So, what has that meant for Site Village? Lottie Reed is here with us. It must be a really big change, Lottie, when lockdown occurred. Did you think that that's it over for now?
Absolutely. I mean, challenging for everybody at this time, but it's looking at a new way of working, especially in the event sector as well, that all events have stopped. And even with restrictions lifting, it's looking at things like social distancing and whether really that's feasible for us. So that's why we're at this point now where we're looking to host an online event for our visitors.
When you think about events and exhibitions, something like this, it's not just about people going along for a look at some interesting things, like maybe Ideal Homes exhibition, that kind of thing. There's some really crucial life-changing items which people can get their hands on, can try out. There's information from local and national sight loss charities. So it's probably a bit more than, an event or an exhibition which people may think of.
Absolutely, Alan. And the thing with our event, and that is the biggest challenging that we're facing at the moment going forward, is that it is that face-to-face interaction, that hands-on, getting to touch products, getting to speak directly to exhibitors. And with an online event, you don't have that element. And also the social element as well. People have been attending Site Village for years. They meet up with friends. It's a social event as much as it is about learning about different products and services that are out there. So yeah, absolutely, that is our biggest challenge with hosting this online event.
Yeah, you're looking at a virtual event. So, how do you do something like that? Because normally, when you have events, take Birmingham, for example, I mean, you have thousands of people who visit.
Yes, absolutely. So what we'll be doing is we'll be hosting a series of online videos, podcasts, and interactive workshops. And we'll be posting those videos on our YouTube page and streaming them via our Facebook page. So this is something very new to us. We are trialing it. It is a pilot project, but we've seen success from a lot of other organisations who are doing a similar thing. So we're hoping that we can pull it off and that it will be useful for people.
So people will get to hear about the sort of the latest high tech and low tech gadgets, the services. But you mentioned kind of interactive part there because you had these kind of seminars, breakout sessions that people could go along to. So are they going to exist in a virtual way?
Absolutely. So we'll have a range of different types of videos that are taking place. So we'll have things like product demonstrations, the interactive workshops that you mentioned. It will be activities that people can try from the comfort of their own home. So we might have some guided meditation, some yoga, some workshops and activities for younger people to get involved in with Look UK who are on board as well. And then just the general information about products and services, local and national.
What's the response been like from the exhibitors themselves? Because they're always keen to come to Site Village and they come from around the globe.
Absolutely, and they've been really supportive with this new online initiative that we're doing. So a lot of the exhibitors that people will hear from during the online event are the exhibitors who attend our events up and down the country. So people like Sight and Sound, Vision Aid, Humanware, as I mentioned, Look UK. And then we've also got a couple of new organisations on board as well. So for example, Network Rail, they might talk a little bit about how their stations are going to be looking in terms of with social distancing and the new guidelines in place, which will be hopefully quite interesting for some people to find out more about.
Absolutely. So give us the details then of the virtual event. When is it? How do people log on or get involved?
Okay, so it's on Wednesday the 22nd of July and Thursday the 23rd of July. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be hosting the series of videos and podcasts. So you can tune in any time between those times. And you can also access it after the event as well. So it will be on our QAC's Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Queen Alexandra College. And the videos will also be on our YouTube page as well. And the details for that are www.youtube.com/myqac. If anybody has any questions, they can get in touch with us via email, so sv@qac.ac.uk, or they can give us a call 0121 428 50 50. And finally, I'd just like to mention that we're also looking for individuals and small businesses to contribute to the event. So please get in touch if you have any products, services or handy tips, or if you'd just like to share a good news story about life in lockdown. We'd love to hear from you and also to include you in the virtual event. And if timescales are quite short, as the event is in a couple of weeks, but if we can't include it in this online event, we are also hoping to host another event in the autumn.
Lottie, best of luck with the virtual Site Village, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Alan.